Australia's next economic recession could be as close as 18 months away. A new report by economist Dr. Steve Keen warns that Australians are still so addicted to debt that within 2 years we will be paying as much of the national income on interest payments as we were in 1990, when interest rates were at 17%. And Dr. Keen says house prices won't balance the ledger because they've been inflated by soaring demand and easy loans. Dr. Keen has been speaking to Ashley Hall.
You say that Australians are so dependent on debt that we almost can't afford to stop borrowing. Why is that?
That's right. Well, because we have so much debt and debt's growing so much faster than GDP that we're really dependent upon that borrowed money to continue maintaining our current lifestyles. If you think about the amount of money you spend each year, it's the sum of what you earn plus your increase in debt. Now, because our aggregate debt is so much larger than our economy now, our aggregate economic output is about $1 trillion a year. The increase in debt last year was $200 billion, 20% of the level of output of the economy. Now, you imagine cutting out that 20% or even simply reducing the rate of growth of debt so it grows no faster than GDP. That would still knock about $100 billion of spending off the economy.
At what point will the cost of servicing that debt become too much for us to handle?
Well, I think it's already approaching that level. We're only about 18 months away from the point at which the debt levels will be so great that the debt servicing will be as big as it was in 1990, even with interest rates half the size they were then. But just as a simple exponential extrapolation, if we continued borrowing at the same rate and the interest rates stayed where they were, then by 2040, it would take 100% of GDP to service the debt. Now, of course, that simply can't happen. So sometime between now and 2040, we have to change our habits pretty rapidly. And I think it will be a lot closer to now than in the far distant future.
We had a higher debt servicing burden previously in the late 1980s, leading into 1990s. Is that what caused the recession we had to have?
Yeah, I think virtually everybody would say that the real cause of that downturn was the combination of business debt with extremely high interest rates. And, of course, after it happened, the Reserve Bank was reducing rates by 1% a month for quite some substantial time. So rates fell from an average of 20% to about 8% over just a couple of years. Now, the thing is, they can reduce rates again now, of course, to try to make things better, but now they're making movements in a quarter of a percentage up versus 1% up before the 1990s. They might go to, you know, half a percent or 1% down to try to cover. But the level of debt's so much greater that it can't go below, the rate servicing can't go below zero. So we're reaching what's known as the zero lower bound problem, that ultimately the Reserve won't be able to reflate the economy because debt will be so great that even the margin above the zero rate of reserve interest rate will still cause traumas for people.
Now, it's been widely reported that the business sector has been since that recession of the late 80s, early 90s. Who will bear the brunt of any collapse in asset prices that we experience now?
This time it'll be households, because businesses really did get their borrowing back in order. They reduced their aggregate level of debt quite substantially after 1990. It's now back up to the same level, but of course they're paying half the rate of interest they were back then, so they're comparatively quite well off. But households have increased their level of debt by a factor of between five and six, and they're now paying two or three times as much in interest servicing as they were back in the 1990s. And of course it's their assets which have been unjustifiably inflated by borrowed money, and they're the assets that are likely to fall this time round.
So how would you rectify this situation?
You have to control lending. For a long time, economists have believed that if they control deposits, they'll control the financial system. Now, that clearly isn't the way the financial system works, so we have to control lending. And my preferred method would be to find some way of limiting the amount that can be borrowed on an asset to an estimate of the income stream that asset can earn. So in the case of a house, I'd like to see a limit put so that you could borrow no more than a certain multiple of the rental income you can expect to get. Now, we can't bring that sort of change in straight away, because if we did, it would be like going cold turkey, and that's going to be as deadly as getting in debt in the first instance. But something like that has to happen, which will then limit the amount of money that can be borrowed on an asset by anybody, and hopefully we won't get ourselves back into this highly geared situation once more.
And that's economist Steve Keen from the University of Western Sydney speaking to Ashley Hall.